This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to The Big Experience, sponsored by Blackson Government. Blackson Government, formed in 1975, is dedicated to promoting equity in all aspects of American life, excellence in public service, and opportunity for all Americans.
I'm your host, Al Tyree. I'm sitting in for Blackson Government National President Training and Service Group and the Legislative and Regional Director for the National Association of Black Veterans. Good morning, Joe, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Let me start by introducing you to our listening audience, telling them a little bit about you. Joe is a former member of the U.S. Air Force 66th Strategic Missile Squadron from the Vietnam era. He served as an advisor to several veterans groups and chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee for the Washington, D.C. branch of the NAACP. Mr. Nguyen has been passionate about veterans issues for many years and was even appointed by the Honorable Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the Veterans Disability Benefits Commission to study the level of benefits offered to veterans who had incurred disabilities while serving in the military. So, Joe, it should be obvious why we invited you here. We're fighting wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan and have been for several years now. And even other veterans issues aside, the number of wounded soldiers returning home continue to mount. So we think this topic is particularly timely, and we're glad to have you here with us to shed some light on some of these issues. So, again, thank you for joining us. You've definitely dedicated your life to veterans issues. So tell us a little bit about the organizations you're working with and how you got started.
I served during the 70s, so it dates a few of those, particularly now we hear so much about the ones in Iraq and Afghanistan. But I came to join the National Association for Black Veterans some time ago, primarily because my uncle was one of the founding members, and he began to get me involved with the organization. NAVVETS is headquartered in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It has about 50 chapters located at different cities around the country. And so it provides a number of services to veterans. It reaches out and provides services to homeless veterans as well, providing transitional housing, counseling, substance abuse counseling, mental health counseling, job placement assistance and the sort. And then a few years ago, back in 2004, I also started the Veterans Enterprise Training and Services Group. And we got that group going primarily to provide supportive services for those veterans interested in starting or expanding their own small business. Mm-hmm. Around that same time, there was some legislation that was passed directing the federal agencies to procure a minimum of 3% of all of their goods and services from service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. So we thought it was a opportune time to start a supportive organization to assist those veterans who were seeking to do business in the federal marketplace. And it has turned out to be quite timely. Mm. So with those two primary organizations, it's been keeping me fully involved over the past few years, even up until now.
I can imagine. I heard recently on an interview conducted by Tavis Smiley on veterans issues that many of our soldiers suffer silently because of the culture of the military, if you will. How much of a factor is that, you know, veterans themselves not reaching out for help?
Well, the big issue right now, and that has been going on since these Gulf Wars and the war on terrorism came about, is the impact of the war on the military service member who ultimately becomes our veteran, the mental impact. And that's the big part that we hear that the veterans have a difficult time in talking about. They actually become stigmatized if they talk about it publicly. So that's where you get the most of the veterans try to minimize their discussion of that. And, of course, that's not a healthy thing to do if you got some mental issues going on. You want to be able to talk about it. There was a ruling released last year by the Department of Defense that they would not hold it against the military service member if they spoke out about having some mental issues. But it still hasn't created the environment where most of them will freely talk about it. So it requires some additional assistance in that area.
Mm-hmm. Now you're a veteran, and I'm curious. You talked about the differences between the time that you served and perhaps mm-hmm. now. Talk a little bit about what it was like when you returned.
I came out when I came back into the community. Actually, it was here in the D.C. area. The unemployment rate was quite high at that time, and when I went into the military, I went in pretty much right after high school. So I didn't have a whole lot of job experience other than what I had, the skills I had obtained in the military. I was an administrative specialist. But what I did prior to coming out was to start my college training before I was released from the military. But even still, once I got back here into the community, finding a job was very difficult. Oftentimes, you know, you hear that phrase, even though you have the education, you don't have the experience. And so you still, you know, are struggling to get a job to convince someone to hire you on the basis of what you're capable of doing because you haven't yet proven it. But what I did then was to go ahead and sign up for the Computer Learning Center. I don't know if you recall, mm-hmm. there used to be a Computer Learning Center right here in the Northern Virginia area. And it was like a 9-10 month course. And having completed that, that helped tremendously in getting me kind of on my feet, even though I had to drive a taxi cab in between part-time. And I was able to finally use some of my, you know, veterans get a preference, a 5-point preference, right. And disabled veterans get a 10-point preference in federal hiring. I received a 5-point preference, so, you know, it helped a little bit in acquiring employment in the federal government as a GS-4 at that time. Mm-hmm. So it had some challenges.
Right. Looking at the different eras, are the issues for our soldiers that are returning home now, there are obviously differences between the eras, but different from those that are senior veterans?
Well, yeah, let me just point out the challenges are somewhat different in respect to particularly the Vietnam War, those that came through that Vietnam era. Because of the controversy of that war, many of the veterans who returned, the whole country was not, it wasn't open arms. They weren't welcomed back like they were from World War II. After World War II, of course, you know, if you were a soldier, a veteran coming back home, everybody loved you. During the Korean War wasn't, you know, as popular either, but it wasn't the anti-war type of attitude as it was in Vietnam. So the Korean War veterans came back home, but there still was no fanfare, no big welcome back. Now, with the soldiers coming back now, the Gulf War, the war on terrorism, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, however you want to refer to it, because of all the media attention and the technology that we've had since, you know, year 2003 when all of this really got going, although the first Gulf War was in the 90s, there's been so much media attention on it that those who are severely disabled are getting excellent reception and treatment at the military hospitals, the VA medical centers, but there has been a drop-off after they are released from the military hospitals and get back into their own communities. And that's where, you know, a lot of our veteran service organizations are beginning to make these issues known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Big Experience. Our guest today is Mr. Joe Wynn, president of the Veterans Enterprise Training and Service Group, and the legislative and regional director for the National Association of Black Veterans. Let's talk about current issues, Joe, and what are some of the top issues veterans are facing?
Just to name a few, health care is probably up there as one of the biggest ones. Health care, let's put employment up there, rehabilitation, housing, education, and I'll add to that list small business or entrepreneurship opportunities. First of all, with the health care, as I just mentioned a little bit a moment ago, while these service members are in the military hospitals, they're receiving excellent care. But once they're released back into their communities, they're having challenges in with issues of getting to and from the nearest medical facility. Believe it or not, once they're in the VA system, some VA medical facilities may be as much as 200 or 300 miles from where that veteran lives. In addition, those with severe disabilities often have to have caregivers, whether it be the spouse or friend or family member, to help assist them in readjusting with their disability. There has previously been no compensation afforded to the caregiver or that spouse. And in some instances, that spouse or caregiver has had to give up their means of employment in order to spend the appropriate amount of time with that veteran. So the health care and the issues associated with it are high on the list. I will say, though, that because of the advocacy of organizations like mine, other veteran service organizations, Vietnam Vets of America, American Legion, those that you're probably familiar with, there has been legislation passed in the past 2 years to address some of these issues. And the new administration coming in has embraced the need and concern about veterans and these issues. And so we are looking optimistically at a lot of these issues being addressed in the next budget in 2010.
Right. Thank you. We're going to pause briefly, and Joe, when we come back, we want to speak to those that are in need of help and maybe talk about some of the resources that are available to them. You're listening to The Big Experience.
Stay with us. More of The Big Experience coming up in a moment on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. For more information about Blacks in Government, please go to bignet.org. That's bignet.org. We invite you to join Blacks in Government. Membership is open to all persons regardless of race, gender, or nationality. Regular membership is open to all federal, state, or local government employees. Associate membership is open to all non-government employees, like contractors, or any persons who support equity in public service. For information on the benefits of membership, please call 202-667-3280 or visit our website at bignet.org. That's bignet.org. Welcome back to The Big Experience. This is Al Tyree, and I'm joined today by Joe Wynn, president of the Veterans Enterprise Training and Service Group and the legislative and regional director for the National Association of Black Veterans. Joe, before we jump back into the conversation, if folks wanted to get in touch with you and your organization, how can they do that?
I'd like to direct the attention to our website at www.vetsgroup.org. That's V-E-T-S-G-R-O-U-P.org. That's for our small business and entrepreneurship programs. And for our general veteran services, you can check www.nabvets.org, and that's N-A-B-V-E-T-S.org.
Before the break, we talked about, and you gave us a list of what you saw as some of the top issues that veterans face. Now, those who are in need of help, how do they find out what's available to them?
That's actually one of the more difficult challenges that many veterans face, because unfortunately the information is not always readily available. I will mention, though, that for those that do have access to the internet, computer access, they can go to the VA. The Department of Veterans Affairs has a very informative website at va.gov. www.va.gov. But you can also contact any of your veteran service organizations. They're easy to contact, and they will provide you any type of information you may need with regard to veterans benefits and services. So those are the two most important. Your veteran service organizations represent you, the veteran, particularly the veteran when they get back into the community. The VA, of course, they have the services to provide and the benefits, so you definitely want to check them. Also, other federal agencies, if you're looking for employment, Department of Labor, if you're looking at housing, you might check the HUD website. And for small business, don't forget the Small Business Administration's website. All of these would be helpful in providing you information.
Where do the resources come from?
Most of the resources, the funding for our programs actually come from the federal budget through the Department of Veterans Affairs. However, again, for housing, HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, also provides funding for housing vouchers for veterans, particularly homeless veterans. Again, there has been some grant opportunities available for community-based organizations who are trying to start business resource centers for veterans. As a matter of fact, there's some legislation that will be coming out later this year. Hopefully, it's in progress right now, and hopefully it will come out later this year to provide up to $300,000 for a community organization to develop a business resource center for veterans. So we are very optimistic and looking forward to that. Some resources, too, we are able to get from the large corporations. Let's not leave them out of the picture. There are many more corporations that are starting to step up to the plate and contribute to these different programs, particularly the programs that are servicing the needs of the most severely disabled veterans. And last but not least, each of us as an individual can also make contributions and donations through your veteran service organization or whatever community organization of your choosing.
Right. So mm-hmm. So there's support, as I'm hearing, federal and the private sector also. But you can't ignore the current stresses of the economy. We're paying for two wars. The impact this has had on our ability to provide services veterans need. Can you speak a little bit about that?
It's been a tremendous impact. You know, it's impacting the veterans just like it's impacting everybody else in our communities across the nation. I will say, though, that for veterans, the unemployment rate among veterans 18 to 24 years old is even higher than the national average.
Mm-hmm.
And also with those veterans who are coming back, many of the veterans in this war in Iraq and Afghanistan are in the National Guard and Reserves. Unfortunately, some of those, when they return, don't always still have the job they had when they left. And so seeking, you know, new employment opportunities is difficult now because it's fewer jobs in the economy right now. We just saw where GM filed bankruptcy. That was a tremendous hit to the economy, not to mention all of the financial sector service jobs that were lost when the large corporations on Wall Street filed bankruptcy, went down, or whatever they chose to do. But these losses are impacting the veterans quite as well. And for those veterans who are trying to get into entrepreneurial opportunities, the access to capital has tremendously slowed down. You know, we are in sort of a credit crunch. Yeah. And so this is affecting those veterans as well.
Joe, you're the president of Veterans Enterprise Training mm-hmm. and Service Group, but also the regional director for the National Association for Black Veterans. Are the issues that veterans face any different for black and minority veterans?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are some disparities, particularly in the health field. Blacks and minorities disproportionately receiving less health care in their communities, and a lot of this has to do with economics. Economics and the lack of information about what types of health concerns they should be dealing with. Another thing we found, too, in a recent VA research study of blacks and minorities in the VA healthcare system was that a lot of them have a difficult time identifying with the physicians who are predominantly white. And so there's a trust issue when the doctor is talking to you about, well, we're going to need to do some major surgery on a part of your body. Some folks are having a difficult time, you know, buying into that and going forward with the surgery. Thus, because they didn't, sometimes it leads to more difficult health problems. So these are just some of the reasons. Of course, we know that there's still, you know, racism in America, and it still exists. And so blacks and minorities do face a difficult time, particularly keep in mind that a lot of veterans in the military, when they come back, they're in moderate to low income, the low income bracket on the economic scale. And so for many of our urban veterans, when they return, it doesn't put them in a higher income brackets because they were in the military. So they're still dealing with those urban issues that many blacks and minorities are dealing with.
Women, there are women veterans and issues that they confront.
And there certainly are. I'm glad you mentioned that, because now the military increase is getting to just about 15% of the military will be women in the next few years. And women do have unique issues by virtue of the fact that they're women. Not just because of the type of occupations that they hold and the jobs they hold within the military, but more of them now, believe it or not, are being used in combat situations. And so they're having to deal with the same type of issues and stresses as any man would when they're put in those situations. Unfortunately, too, there's been the Army just recently reported, I think it was last year and the year before, there are reports that there have been an increased number of rapes within the military. So women have to deal with that issue. You know, they're put in, you know, difficult situations where the majority around them are men. And so these things happen. Fortunately, there is a Center for Women's Veterans. It's managed by the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're becoming more proactive in disseminating information to women veterans about where they can go to address these unique issues to women.
We're near the end of our time, but before we close, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk or speak to how organizations like BIG can get involved, or how individuals can collaborate in support of our veterans. You know, we respect and honor those that serve our country, and I think a big part of that is how we receive them and how we support them when they return. So anything that you would like to share that you want our audience to take away from this conversation today?
Well, yeah, first let me just say I appreciate and thank Blacks in Government and yourself for inviting me here to have this opportunity to share some of the concerns of veterans. One of the ways BIG, your organization, can assist veterans in partnerships with the veteran service organizations within our local communities. Your national convention conference that you do each year, I have reached out to the regional reps here in this area to participate in that national conference, to set up an exhibit booth for 3 or 4 days to disseminate information to those veterans within the federal marketplace. And they have been so kind to accept my request and allowed us to participate in the upcoming national convention. We'd like to see more of that each year, different locations around the country. I, again, appreciate the opportunity for being here and doing this interview.
Thank you so much, Joe. And we'll make your information available by way of the Blacks in Government website. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wish we had more time. This is Al Tyree. You've been listening to The Big Experience. Until next time, be well.
Thank you for listening to The Big Experience, sponsored by Blacks in Government. Join us next Thursday at 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. For more information about Blacks in Government, please go to bignet.org. That's BIGNET.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, worldwide on federalnewsradio.com. News and information for and about the federal decision maker. Weekday mornings 6 to 10, listen to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris. They'll give you the story behind the headlines and talk to the federal newsmakers themselves. Then it's In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3, focusing on career development for the federal executive. 3 to 7, join Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris for the Daily Debrief. Live interactive news news and analysis on the things that affect your federal career. Federal News Radio 1500 AM also broadcasts all the action of Nats baseball, Caps hockey, GW and American University basketball, Navy athletics, and DC United soccer. Visit federalnewsradio.com for the latest game information and listen on the radio or on your computer to all the game day action. Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome to Agency of the Month, brought to you by Pitney Bowes Government Solutions on